So Brother Stephen Merrifield, a substitute circuit overseer and special pioneer in the Wetaskiwin congregation, will now consider the subject, Imitate Jehovah by Imitating Jesus. Happy are the peacemakers.
Imagine for a moment a person who's fast asleep. Don't they look peaceful? Are they not at peace in that moment? But are they a peacemaker? Well, no. Why not? Well, a peacemaker is a person who takes the initiative to make peace. Yes, they actively promote peace, even giving up something of high value when necessary for the sake of peace. So that brings us to our first question. How is Jehovah a peacemaker? Well, Romans 15:33 tells us that Jehovah is the God who gives peace. How has he done this? Well, let's go to our Bibles, and if you'd like to open to Colossians chapter 1, verses 19 and 20. So we're going to notice two things here. First of all, what action Jehovah has taken, and also what he's given up to make peace with people alienated from him. So Colossians chapter 1, verse 19 and 20. It says, because God was pleased to have all fullness to dwell in him. This is talking about Jesus. And through him to reconcile to himself all other things by making peace through the blood he shed on the torture stake, whether the things on the earth or the things in the heavens. So did you notice, first of all, what action Jehovah took? Well, it says he made peace through the shed blood of his son Jesus. And what did he give up? Well, he gave up the precious life of his son. And did you notice who this benefits? Well, the end of verse 20, it talks about the things on the earth and the things in the heavens. So as a result of Jehovah's actions, whether anointed or of the great crowd, we both experience countless blessings today and will be granted eternal life in the future. So aren't you glad that Jehovah is a peacemaker? So our second question, how is Jesus a peacemaker? Well, like his father, Jesus took the initiative to make peace with people who wronged him. And a beautiful example of this was something that took place on the last day of Jesus' life on earth, the most difficult day of his life. He had been beaten, he was falsely on trial, he was facing death. And then what did his close friend and companion, the Apostle Peter, do? He denied even knowing Jesus three times. Can you just imagine how Jesus must have felt when Peter did this? So did Jesus hold this against Peter? Well, it's interesting what Jesus did after he was resurrected. We're given a small piece of information about this in Luke chapter 24. So please turn there with me, Luke chapter 24. And again, this is after Jesus is resurrected. And notice in verse 34 what some of the apostles proclaim. They say, for a fact the Lord was raised up, and he appeared to Simon. So we know that Simon was another name that was used for Peter. And notice it says that Jesus appeared to him, evidently alone. So can you just imagine how Peter must have felt? The details of this reunion are left unrecorded, but Peter must have felt so good to be able to have the opportunity to express his remorse over his actions. So Jesus sought Peter out for the purpose of actively promoting peace. And then later, Jesus confirmed that Peter was still useful to him by giving him the valuable assignment of feeding and shepherding his flock. So was Jesus a peacemaker? So our third question, how can we be peacemakers? Well, let's go to Jesus' own words in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 9. And notice what he says here about peacemakers. So Matthew 5 and verse 9, he says, "Happy are the peacemakers, since they will be called sons of God." So what would warrant someone being called a son of God? Well, if you think about a literal son, maybe a small child, what does he do when he sees his father doing something? Well, he tries to imitate him, doesn't he? So whether our hope is heavenly or earthly, if we strive to imitate the finest peacemaker and his son, then we too will be known as peacemakers. And really, Jehovah loves it when we initiate peace by our actions. So what does a peacemaker do when offended by a fellow Christian? Well, let's take a moment and look in on a little scene at a kingdom hall after the meeting is finished. And notice what takes place.
"I really have to talk to Dixie, but I am not going over there as long as she's talking to Jody. She was so rude to me, and in public." At the meeting for field service, Brother Morrison assigned the two of us to work together. And suddenly, Jody says she has other plans. What other plans? She never mentioned anything about having plans when he asked earlier. All I know is I'm not talking to her again until she apologizes.
Remember, a peacemaker takes the initiative to promote peace. So what would happen if this sister decided to be the peacemaker? Let's look in one more time.
"Hey, Jody, can I talk to you about something?"
"Sure, Chelsea. What is it you have in mind?"
"Well, this morning at the meeting for field service, when Brother Morrison arranged us to work together, you said you had other plans, and I was just wondering, have I done or said something to offend you?"
"Oh no, Chelsea, not at all. I am so sorry. I should have told you what happened. During the meeting for field service, I got a text message telling me that one of my children were sick. So I actually had to cancel my service plans and go pick her up from school."
"Oh, that's terrible. Is she okay?"
"She's fine now. Thanks for asking. And I'm really sorry I didn't explain things to you earlier. I was so worried about my daughter, I didn't even realize who Brother Morrison assigned me to work with. I guess I was a bit distracted."
"That's okay. It's totally understandable. Maybe we can make plans to work together next Friday."
"Absolutely. Can I meet you there then?"
"Sure."
"Okay."
So did you notice? When offended, a peacemaker takes the initiative to restore peace. But does it stop there? What if we realize someone else is offended by us? Well, do you remember Jesus' words in Matthew chapter 5, verses 23 and 24? He said, "If you become aware that your brother has something against you, if they're the offended one, you're to leave your gift at the altar and go make peace with them." So really, the issue isn't who's right and who's wrong, who the offender is and who's been offended. No, the real issue is who will take the initiative. So are you willing to repair a damaged relationship by apologizing sincerely and not minimizing your responsibility for the rift? Remember what Jehovah sacrificed for the sake of peace. He gave his most precious son to reconcile people to him. So each of us can ask ourselves, am I willing to sacrifice my pride and my opinion to make peace with a fellow believer? Am I willing to take the first step in making peace with my brothers and sisters? So, friends, may we prove ourselves imitators of Jesus and thus prove ourselves peacemakers like our Heavenly Father.